I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. I appreciate the ways different poems encourage me to think differently. Sometimes a poem incites gratitude. Other times, a poem causes something inside me to roil against wrongdoing. Some poems make me want to change something about myself. Others teach me to love myself the way that I am, flaws and all. I don't think I'm being wishy-washy or contradictory. I think I'm moving via different poems through the range of feelings and realities alive and present in each individual life, the very same range present in the broad collective scale. And it's worth pondering. It's worth wrestling with and mucking through and accepting and determining to rectify and defy. What else are we here to do? I'm writing this episode on one of the first true spring days in New Jersey, not an anomalous warm day in the middle of a week of cold, but a day that seems to know what it's doing here, a day when the sun, the new leaves, the gentle breeze and warm air and bright blossoms and all the birds in their orchestral conversation seem secure that this temperate, calm, gentle, beautiful feeling isn't going to up and disappear. And so I find myself in agreement with the grateful speaker of today's poem, He Said, by Gerald Stern. Because comfort, even modest comfort, can feel like a tremendous blessing. And because the freedom to follow your thoughts along the strange path they map out can feel like nothing short of revelation. This poem makes me especially aware of that fact, because the speaker starts off just looking out the window with his coffee and a copy of the Enquirer, but he ends up somehow pondering the oracular. The poem makes reference to the prophet Amos from the Bible, who challenged members of his community to stop perpetuating injustice against one another. And in the final line, I'm even made to think of figures like Cesar Chavez, Dolores Huerta, and Martin Luther King Jr., who enacted 20th century miracles. This is Gerald Stern's He Said. Thank God for summer, he said, and thank God the window was to his right, and there was a wavy motion behind him and a moon in the upper right corner only 4 days old and still not either blowsy or soupy. Thank God he was sitting, he said, with his feet up on a rubber hose, half facing a morning glory, the last or the first. And thanks for the ledge, he said, to put his coffee cup on, and the bush for his Enquirer, and the watering can, and the pot of red petunias. And for that drain, and its 61 holes, and its small black metal ridges, and the bug that wanders back and forth, and the leaf that somehow rests on the sand between the bricks, and the stack of wood, and the green plastic garbage bags that act as a carpet. And Blake, the poet, he said, a dove both black and white, and Moondog, whom he watched night after night in the early 50s, playing his instruments and moaning. And Amos, he said, placed by the Gideons over the flower pots, who hated coldness, accommodation, extortion, oppression, and roared in the grapes, he said, and melted mountains. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter.